A Gathering of Days, A New England Girl's Journal, 1830 to 1832. A novel by Joan W. Bloss. Chapter 16. Tuesday, September 6, 1831. I've fallen behind on my stents of piecing. Mamma said I might not do else but put more time to sewing. Has it a name, this quilt of yours? David asked today. Mariner's Compass, I quickly replied, demonstrating the pattern. Mamma had planned to make such a quilt before she came to us. Then I told them, as she told me, the story of its meaning. But how would it avail? Asa asked. With the quilt in Boston and the sailor on the sea. Oh, come now, Asa, 'tis not meant so. But I laughed despite myself, and so did the others who heard. All at once it came to me. This was the first we had laughed aloud since it happened. Ooh, she struck through, strike through since it happened. And then she repeated, she wrote, since Cassie died. Wednesday, September 7, 1831. Today Maddie played with her dolls. She had not done so in ever so long. There were some I had quite forgotten, to whom I apologized. They had got in such disarray. We dressed them out as best we could. Even Mamma sat down with us and improvised a tiny bonnet from a dimity scrap. I remember when I used to play, every day and for hours and hours. But that was long ago, of course, when I was very small. Thursday, September 8, 1831. The kittens are finding their way about, having grown quite large. I came on the white one in the field, already hunting alone. It has wonderful green jade eyes and is quick and cunning. Monday, September 12, 1831. Father very weary tonight. An ancient injury causes him pain, but he will do nothing about it. We know that he was determined and is to complete the haying before he slacks his pace. There is more of us now to house and feed, and goodness knows, said Mamma, you've risked enough in coming here. He did not finish the thought. I wonder, does he think sometimes of the one with whom long ago he began this house? Certainly I, midst the mourning of Cassie, was reminded of those other dark days when the bedroom mirror was turned to the wall and I woke one morning to the smell of cut wood and two new-made coffins. Hers was so large and the baby's so small, and both of them in the house. Tuesday, September 13, 1831. Tonight we learned there's been a revolt of Negro slaves in the South. The Boston papers tell of nothing else. Many people were cruelly murdered, including women and children. Most of the slaves have been taken and shot. The leaders, Nat Turner, the chiefest of them, are secured in jail. It happened on August 21st, the day after Cassie died. Strange that one speaks of these deaths and slayings and is not disposed to tears. Yet each of those who perished, there was some other one dear. There was some to other one. There was to some other one dear. Let me read that again. Yet each of those who perished there was to some other one dear. Mamma says, we mourn all deaths with each particular grief. Are we then with those strangers joined whose lives, names, faces are veiled from us, yet those grieves, yet whose griefs we share? Is this what Mr. Garrison meant when he penned the motto, quote, our countrymen, all mankind, question mark, end quote. I think once more of the wily slide. How can what we call providence so oft, so cruelly deprive? Wednesday, September 14, 1831. More of the insurrection. Uncle Jack has today obtained the news, the newest liberator. Of the recent slave rebellion, Mr. Garrison there records that, quote, what was prophesied in January has now become a bloody reality, end quote. The editor states, as could he not, that the killings were a dreadful event. Nevertheless, concerning the raiders, he believes, quote, they deserve no more censure than the Greeks in destroying the Turks, or the Poles in exterminating the Russians, or our fathers in slaughtering the British, end quote. To read in this way of the War of Independence was shocking to us all. Mammon said that she'd no more have that paper in this house. There was a hurricane in Port-au-Prince. 700 died. Thursday. Talk occasioned by the slaves' revolt continues unabated. Many now favor the establishment of a new Negro separate nation, it to be called Liberia, and in Africa. Opposition, as might be expected, comes... Whoops. Opposition, as might be expected, comes largely from the southern owners of the large plantations. They were dependent upon the blacks for free and diligent labor. The reasons put forth are various, some of them humane. They say, for example, the slaves are ill prepared, being by now dependent on their masters for so much of their care. Others, some slaves have no wish to go, and shall they be deported even against their will? 'Twould be as cruel as the situation which first brought them here. Father, for all this, says he approves of the resettlement movement. Uncle Jack, to our surprise, quite fervently disagrees. It seems to him that Southerners, having the greater connection with Negroes, ought to know better what's good for them than we Yankee farmers. In my mind, I am now quite certain the fugitive was a runaway slave. In my mind, I am now quite certain the fugitive was a runaway slave and could have been no other.